product online, and it was online for 3 days, and I'm using a traffic exchange, and all of a sudden I heard, and I looked at AOL, my eyes just opened right up, and it said, notification of payment received, item number one, $19.95. My heart, like, literally just started pounding, and I could hear it through my ears, and I clicked, and I saw a customer name, and I said to myself, there is something that I did, that I created, that somebody wanted, and I wrote the words that made them want it. It was that simple for me. Wash, rinse, repeat. Get better at finding products that people want. Get better at finding out where they are so that I could get them, their eyeballs, to read my message. And number three, learn how to write a message that gets them to buy. That's the secret sauce. Create a product people want, find out where those people are, and create a compelling message. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a business grows out of that, and a staff and all these disgusting other things. And I don't mean that as disgusting. I mean the stuff that's not fun. I love my staff. They're the only reason why I'm successful. But that, to me, was the point where I'm telling you, I said to myself, life will never be the same again. 14 months later, I quit the car business.
A couple of key things that have stuck out to me there. First of all, I can't believe you went with the Commodore 64, not the Atari 800. I'm an Atari boy. Apple. Yeah, that's right.
You know. Atari, got it.
Yeah. But also the fact that you were creating content. Okay, it was computer programs. You know, the one that checked the lottery numbers. You were a content creator even back then, and you're able to sell that content, that computer code, you know, for an incredible amount of money back then. To be taking that much money for, you know, as you say, lines of code, and to be then developing that into being a game changer, a pioneer into making money online when the internet came around. I mean, it is quite an impressive story already. And of course, we're only just at the beginning. That's how you got started. Then, of course,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Butterfly just, marketing just came along.
Yeah. A quick interjection there. If you notice, I never said I was motivated by money. In this first, you know, 40 minutes of the call or whatever it's been here, but maybe 50 minutes here. I never said that this is how I'm going to make money. For me, you know, going back to being accepted, like I love the fact that somebody wanted a product, that I was accepted, that was validation to me. I was seeking validation, and I wanted to create something that people wanted, and when they bought it, it was validation. So for me, I'm customer focused for validation, without a doubt. I guess there's some underlying thing that enjoys praise or being praised for doing a good job. And number two, I love the task of creating it, and the message, and the marketing, and creating the VSL, the creativity of writing a sales letter. I love all these things. And then, you know, what I call refresh mode, you know, hitting refresh and seeing what your stats are, you know, that to me is sitting back eating the apple and just, yeah, you know, saying, well, what else did you expect? You know, but that's not my main motivator. I have everything I want. I drive a Honda Accord. I have one car. I live in a beautiful 6-bedroom house in the suburbs, but I've been to every country possibly in the world, with the exception of three that I want to go to, and I will go to them. I've had a Corvette Z06. I no longer have one. I've had a Hummer. I've had a Nissan GTR. I've had a Mercedes-Benz coupe. I've had I was a 41st person civilian to jump out of a Halo dive at 32,000 feet with Yannick Silver. I've done the zero gravity drives. I've flown MiG jets. I've done everything that you would think you want to do when you make money. And then I've realized, no, really what I really like to do is have a purpose and be an entrepreneur and drive my fully loaded Honda Accord. You know, for me to you know, I thought it was all about that when I was young. I thought, you know, being wealthy was about that. Now it's more about being healthy and living long enough and being able to put some money in the bank and leave a legacy. So just wanted to, you know, put that point out there about what my motivators are and my drivers are.
Absolutely. And it's a key point as well, that money isn't always a motivation, because money will follow success usually. So if you have a product that, you know, is desirable and people will get value from, of course there is then that value exchange. They will give you their money for what you are offering them. So yeah, that's a it's a really key point. I mean, I guess I first came across Mike Vilsaim through Butterfly Marketing. And for anybody that's not heard of that, could you just maybe explain a little bit about what Butterfly Marketing is and also how much it impacted on who you are as a person?
Yeah, I'll try to make this quicker, but it's going to be tough. But so we'll talk about how Butterfly Marketing came about. I saw this young kid named Mike Chen launch a site called Instant Buzz. I later bought it from him. It was a great investment. But essentially what it was is, imagine a Chrome extension, but it was actually Firefox and Internet Explorer plugin or whatever they called it. And so, you know, on your browser where you see your address bar, and then sometimes underneath that you might have like a bookmark bar. Well, what you did is you put an additional bar on their browser. And when you put that bar on your browser, it puts you into this free advertising network that you could place an ad that would show on the browser every single time somebody refreshed a page or loaded a new page. There would be a static ad up there, and it would say something like, get leads, you know, for blah blah blah, or how to get traffic, or the best software platform to do XYZ. That people were advertising, so there was a little text ad that was on the bar. And how it worked would be, if you refer, for every time you refresh a page, you get a tenth of a credit. So every single time you refresh a page 10 times, you've earned one ad that's going to show up on somebody else's browser. But if you refer somebody, you will get a tenth of a credit for everybody that they refer. And this goes down 10 lines in a downline. So, you know, you can, if you refer five people who get five people, that's 25, 125. You go all the way down, you can have a million people in your downline. So start referring this product, because every time your downline network is adding a new tab in their browser and refreshing their page, you're earning your credit. Well, okay, great. It's called a traffic exchange. Pretty brilliant. Somebody should bring that back now and make it for Google Chrome. You have my permission. Our product was called Instant Buzz. But I bought that from Mike, and I had my own traffic exchanges that were doing different things. I had one, my first product was called Don't Touch My Ads. Don't Touch My Ads, ADS, right? And basically how it worked is, you would download the software on your computer, and you wouldn't see any ads. But as soon as you stop typing, you set a timer that says, I want the ad to go off after 5 seconds of not typing, after 30 seconds, after 1 minute, after 5 minutes, kind of like a screensaver, right? So, and here's what would happen. If the ad shows up, you got a tenth of a credit. So every 10 times somebody else's ad shows up on your desktop, you just earned a credit that goes into the network, and your ad will pop up on somebody else's desktop when they stop typing. I think it was a pretty brilliant thing. In fact, it did very, very well for me. So basically what people were doing was downloading an adware that they opted in to see an ad that wouldn't harass them until they stopped typing. They type, they get up, they go to the bathroom to take a bio break, or they sip their coffee or make a phone call. When they come back, there's a little ad on their desktop and they could click X. But they just earned a credit, a tenth of a credit. When they see 10, they get a credit. Now, if you refer it to five people and so on, we gave you a downline that went down 10 levels. So you had an incentive to refer it. So that was the basis of this. So I created mine because I saw that Mike Chen created not only Instant Buzz, but another one called Fly-In Ads. But basically what happened was, there was a one-time offer when you signed up for free that would give you like 5,000 ad credits and the ability to color your ads with highlighters and red fonts and bold, so your ads will stand out. This will normally sell for $199 a month, but you can buy this right now. This is a one-time offer. You can buy this right now for $97, one time. If you pass on this, you will never see this again. if I'm going to give credit to the person that invented this, it was Mark Joyner. I can say this because I don't believe a one-time offer ever existed in mankind, in the sense that you were ever made an offer that said, this offer is only available now, and when you come back, it's going to be this price. Obviously, it was done in the car business and different things like that. If you come back later, the price is going to change. But in the dynamic of signing up for something, seeing a page that says, wait, before you continue, this offer will never be made to you again. This is a special one-time offer, and putting a countdown timer there, that was developed by Mark Joyner. Now, this will convert at a ridiculous number if done well. Ridiculous number. So I launch Don't Touch My Ads. I model this thing and I create this one-time offer. And I get 5,000 members my very first day.
Wow.
And it converted at 20%. 20%. And by the way, the most money I'd ever made, you know, prior to this, in a month was maybe 5,000, but I was making 2,900, 3,100. So I launched this thing in 24 hours. I get 5,000 people into the system. 20% of them buy the upsell at $19.95. That's 1,000 people at $19. Wow. And I made 19 grand in a day. And this is, you know, 2003, right? You know, I mean, this is blowing my mind that I made more in a day than I made in 2 months in the car business. But you know what? In the next 5 days, I am going to make more money than I made in an entire year in the car business. I am shaking with disbelief of reality. And what is happening as this is happening? My AOL inbox is sounding like a Jiffy Pop popcorn machine. It's going chick. Every one of those is a $19 payment. Again, like these things are going off in my head of wash, rinse, repeat, crack the code. What is going on here? So butterfly marketing comes from this original premise and then taken to steroids. So this is the premise of butterfly marketing. Butterfly marketing says, give something away for free, have an upsell. They will buy it or they won't. When they sign up, instantly make them an affiliate for that product. In order to do that, they have to have an account so it can be tracked, which means that when they sign up, you need to ask them for not only their name and email address, which is a normal squeeze page, but you need to have them create a password, and they're creating an account. Blah, 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 WordPress, this membership, they can do it today, essentially. But in 2005 and 2006, creating an account with people that sends them a welcome email and makes an affiliate link, the technology didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So I created it. So the premise to continue is you give something away for free. You also have them create an account where they enter their password. So now you can create them as an affiliate. You don't tell them yet. You show them the upsell. And then after the upsell, they land on a page, which is the access page, where they download the product that you were giving away for free. And you say something like this: hi, it's Mike Filsaime. Thank you so much for requesting my free report on how to blah, 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 how to set up a PayPal account, right? Whatever the report was. Now, you may have noticed after you downloaded the report that there was an upsell for $19 or for $47 or whatever it was. And I also gave you three additional products, and I gave you audio products and my other course that normally sells for $97, and you could get all of that for $19. Now, if you purchase that, you'll also see that on this page below the download for the free report that I gave away. But you'll also notice underneath this video, do you see there's an affiliate link? What I've done is I've gone ahead and I've already signed you up for my affiliate. Now, here's the thing. By giving this away to five people, this free report, one out of five people will buy. So that $47 will be a $25 commission to you, or whatever the case is, right? So that means if you tell five people about this, you'll make $25. And I would call this the do the math stack. And I would say, so if you tell 10 people, you'll make $50. If you could tell 100 people, you'll make 500. If you could tell 1,000 people, you can make 5,000. And if over the next year you can tell 10,000 people, you'll make $50,000. And I've done one thing better. I've stacked a bunch of promotion tools that already have your affiliate link. So not only will you see your link here, you'll see 10 steps. I've pre-written emails for you that you could send to your list. I've actually given you some traffic exchanges called Safe List if you don't have a list where you can send emails. I've written a blog review. I've given you banners. There's a signature that you could add to your email in Outlook or Gmail, and there's a little video that shows you how to do that. So every email you send will have this. You can go into these popular forums and change your signature. And I give a list of these different things to do. And then eventually, you know, developed it to here's a tweet and all these different things. So the secret magic over-the-top driver then said this. Oh, and one last thing. You'll also notice right underneath this video, it's in green, it says your affiliate percentage. Now, if you didn't buy the upsell, your affiliate percentage is 25%. But if you did buy the upsell, we've automatically upgraded you to 75%. That means you'll get 75% of the sales as opposed to 25%. So if you didn't buy the upsell and you know that you could make some money by just telling a few friends, you might want to click the button right underneath the video that says upgrade me now, and you have a second chance to get this upsell, and you can upgrade to the 75% over 25%. So this was now increasing your upsell conversion rate. And on top of that, you don't just say Facebook ad customer, you now take that customer and you turn him into another advertising department. Old school is called word of mouth. It then became viral marketing. But the process that I did by giving everybody tools became butterfly marketing. So butterfly marketing was a software that allowed you to create an affiliate and an instant account, give them a page, the download, the fulfillment, give them their links, upgrade their commissions and everything like that. It was the most successful software of its kind, bar none. I did $1 million in 5 days with that software, $575,000 in one day. It put me on the map. It made me, it started the reputation of who I am today. I always talk this, and I'll say the same thing with you. There have been, I believe 11 human beings to ever walk the earth. They've all been Americans. The first two were Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, and the other nine that followed, can you name another one?
No.
I've never asked anybody that can tell me another man that's walked on the moon. Not without having to think really hard or go to Wikipedia. But we all know Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Sometimes people say John Glenn because he was the first one to do a spacewalk for the United States. but so why do I say that? Well, John Reese was the first guy to do $1 million day, and he did it on August 5th or August 4th of 2004. And then he wrote a report after his friend John Reese consulted with him on how Jeff Walker consulted with him on how to do this anticipation launch. John Reese later told him, dude, your stuff is so great, you need to make this a course and call it Product Launch Formula. And that became the third $1 million launch. I was the second. So John does this report. It's called One Man, One Product, $1 million, One Day. And I read that report. He released it in August of 2004. August 31st, I read this report. And he says, and before that, nobody had ever done more than like $70,000 in a day. In fact, Jeff Walker's email address was jeff@6in7.com because he was famous for doing six figures in 7 days. John Reese did seven figures in one day. It changed the world. John Reese said in the report, here's how I did it. I believe that this is a milestone like Roger Bannister breaking the 4 minute mile. I believe that nobody thought that this could be done, that $1 million could be made in a day. But I've just shown you how you can do something to attract just 1,000 people to buy a product for $1,000, and that will give you $1 million. I hope that inspires you to have your $1 million day. You can go look when that report came out, when John Reese did his Traffic Secrets launch. You'll see it was August of 2004. You'll see he released that report in August 31st of 2004. And you will see that the domain name Butterfly Marketing was registered on August 31st of 2004. I almost choked up and just started crying right there. I really almost did, because that report was so inspiring to me. I saw it. I knew it was true. He gave me the formula for a $1 million launch. And I went to work on this software idea that I was doing in my marketing. And I said, I'm going to create a software that lets people replicate it. And I released that software. So that was August 31st of 2004. And by January 31st of 2006,
okay,
I released it. And I did that on purpose. It wasn't 6 months later. It took me 18 months to become Buzz Aldrin. It took anybody 18 months to follow in John Reese's footsteps and do a $1 million launch. And excuse me, from there, immediately after that, Nitro Marketing did it. Jeff Walker did it. Stompernet did it. Rich Sheffrin did it, all the same year. I was lucky to be Buzz Aldrin and be that guy. I couldn't go anywhere. I became one of the Beatles. I became Paul McCartney and John Reese was John Lennon. Mm-hmm. I became that guy, and it helped me kind of be like, okay, so there was the Beatles, but then there was the Rolling Stones. Like, I was part of that Beatles. I was that guy that 14 years later, I'm on an interview and I've done so many different things, and we're talking Butterfly Marketing, and I love it. That's how powerful that software was, and we're bringing it back, and that's a whole nother thing. We don't have to talk about it, but I'm building all of those things into GrooveFunnel. So if you like the strategy that's coming, we don't need to talk more about that, but that's what Butterfly Marketing was, and that's what it did for my career.
I remember just it was one of those wow kind of moments. I think as people discovered Butterfly Marketing, but particularly from my perspective, when I first saw it, it was like, I get this. This actually makes sense. I love the philosophy behind it, and also it made it simple in a way. It explained how you could take the steps and be able to generate a business off the back of it. And I just thought that it was truly groundbreaking. Now, you mentioned GrooveFunnels. That's your latest product, isn't it, Mike?
Yes. So just to tie in Butterfly Marketing to that, I'm now writing a book called Butterfly Marketing. And we're doing the biggest case study on Butterfly Marketing the world has ever seen. We have GrooveFunnels, which is it's a brand. It's not an app. It's a brand. It's an entire platform filled with apps, actual apps, called Groove Pages, which is the world's best landing page and marketing funnel builder. Beats anything out there, hands down. We have Groove Sell and Groove Affiliate, which is essentially how you sell your digital products.